Jake's Dragon 5, Emergence. Chapter 1. While age may be just a number, it brings with it an eventuality that none of us can escape. Just as the graying streaks in Jake's hair and beard, and the laugh lines adorning Danny's cheeks and eyes had become increasingly evident over the years, Father Time's unyielding advance had also taken its toll on Big Sam and Sarah, ushering them into a realm beyond even the vastness of Al Shahrah. Sarah died peacefully in her sleep with Big Sam at her bedside reading to her, as he had done many times before, during her afternoon naps. Jake, Danny, and the grandchildren arrived only minutes behind the paramedics, almost as if they had already been underway upon receiving word of Sarah's passing. Having not spent a night without Sarah for nearly 70 years, Samuel's soul decided to accompany hers into the hereafter, rather than awaken next to the vacant spot in the bed she'd left behind. He passed quietly in his sleep the following evening, and they embarked upon their final journey just as they had spent most of their lives. Together. Despite their larger-than-life public profiles, the private lives of Jacob and Danielle Payne remained a vault with seven seals, cloaked in an apparent shroud of impenetrable obscurity. Since the violent attack on their home in Hawaii decades earlier, even the most unrelenting of investigative reporters and diligent paparazzi had been unsuccessful in breaching the barrier of their inner sanctum. The monumental achievements for which they had been publicly celebrated were therefore undiminished by private scandals and slanted editorials that could cast shadows across their legacies of service for the benefit of all mankind. From the complete elimination of Earth's dependence on fossil fuels, to the benevolent application of alien technology and cutting-edge medical breakthroughs, no two people in human history had dedicated more of their lives to walking humanity back from the edge of their own self-destruction as Jacob and Danielle Payne. Even as the benefits of their contributions continued perpetually, the number of their public appearances had significantly waned over the decades following the departure of the Drakarians. Within the realm of dragons, there was a balance unlike anything ever experienced throughout billions of years of dragon history, and although the veil separating Earth's dominant species remained intact, the urgency created by two vastly different civilizations competing for shared resources had in effect been completely eliminated. Although there were occasionally minor skirmishes and disputes over dragon mating rights and territorial breeding boundaries, these incidents were quickly addressed and resolved by the four dragon kings and their bonded riders. The eldest of those riders was Svend Eriksson, and like Jake, the bond to his dragon, King Kai Bak Katari, lent him health and virility well beyond the scope of his years. After marrying his longtime sweetheart, Dr. Ariana McCabe, they also parented fraternal twins, one of each gender. While the focus group of bonded riders with children was far too small to determine whether or not this was a genetic trait similar to the certainty of a dragon king siring three male offspring, all indications seemed to support that theory. Just as Sammy and Jewel had inherited physical and intellectual capabilities nearly identical to those of Jake and Danny, Sven's and Ariana's children were nearly genetic clones of their parents as well. While each child's personality was distinctly unique, their aptitudes and physical characteristics were remarkably consistent with those of their parents. By Sammy's 24th birthday, it was nearly impossible to differentiate between him and Jake when their armor was deployed, and whether in tandem or solo flight with King Tar Balloon Dakar, their combat skills and aerobatic maneuvers were executed with flawless precision in concert with a Dragon King intuitively connected to both of them. Although both were capable and formidable adversaries and Sammy would routinely accompany Tar Balloon Dakar on territorial patrol flights, when it came to matters of territorial importance, it was Jake who made those decisions in consult with the King of Dragon Kings. As a being with a lifespan of 1,000 years, King Tar Balloon Dakar's presence was expectedly daunting, and a period of merely a few decades would do nothing to mitigate the overwhelming aura of his intimidating stature. On the other hand, people who had known Jake and Danny for most of their lives were always somewhat perplexed at the timeless persistence of Turbo. While it was common for Chihuahuas to live for nearly 20 years, one who survived and remained unchanged for over 40 years did somewhat strain credulity. Furthermore, the likelihood of finding another dog with such unique physical attributes and character traits would be a near certain impossibility. With a memorial service for Samuel and Sarah Payne approaching, Tar Balloon Dakar's absence from such a momentous event would be out of the question. He had loved them for nearly as long as he'd loved Jake, and his respects for them would be paid personally. "We're not saying you shouldn't go," said Sammy. "You belong there just as much as any of us do. We're only saying you should probably update your avatar," added Jewel. "You haven't changed a scintilla since Sammy and I were infants, and with everyone we know attending the memorial, even you have to admit, that would be strange." "And what would you suggest?" asked Tar Balloon Dakar. "Rarely has an avatar been such an effective emissary into the world of humans. I am very reluctant to alter it."
"We agree," said Sammy and Jewel in unison.
"And what do you think?" asked Tar Balloon Dakar,
glancing at Jake. A 40-year-old Chihuahua is a bit of a stretch, said Jake with a smile, briefly looking up from his sketchbook. And finding another one like Turbo is completely out of the question. Exactly, said Jewel. But I'm pretty sure you'd make a cute Chihuahua, even if you do change up a little. Yeah, said Sammy. Maybe a different color, or different ears or something. Definitely another name, added Jewel. What's wrong with Turbo? Asked Tar Balloon Dakar. And what is wrong with my ears? He added, as if critiquing the current ones. Nothing, said Jewel. But who names a new dog the same as the old one? That would just be unfair. Besides, how could another dog live up to the name Turbo? I will still be the same dragon, said Tar Balloon Dakar. Only the avatar will change. True, but everybody loves Turbo, said Danny, chiming into the conversation. If you're going to make a fresh start, you need a new name that makes it official. Sighing in acquiescence, Tar Balloon Dakar asked, so, what would you all suggest? Without hesitation, Jake flipped over the picture he'd been absentmindedly sketching. What do you think? He asked. A relatively long silence followed as everyone, including Tar Balloon Dakar, contemplated the picture Jake had masterfully drawn during their discussion. Looking up at Tar Balloon Dakar, Danny asked curiously, can you do that? After taking in the picture for another moment, Tar Balloon Dakar instantly morphed into the modified dog Jake had sketched. He was still a teacup Chihuahua, but his formerly solid white countenance had been modified to include black and tan facial accents, and a white streak traveling down the center of his forehead and terminating just above his eyebrows. While the majority of his body remained white, additional splashes of black adorned his right side and the base of his tail, topping off the new look. Danny and Jewel's eyes grew wide in amazement as the two of them squealed simultaneously, "Oh my God! He is so cute!" Danny instantly snatched him up from the ground and tucked him into his customary perch in the crook of her arm. Jewel was feverishly reaching for him, asking Danny if she could hold him next, while both Jake and Sammy stood by, laughing at the spectacle. Even Tika and the tribe watched in amazement as the massive dimensions of King Tar Balloon Dakar instantly compressed into the form of the tiny creature now resting on Danny's forearm. Regardless of his outward appearance, the tribe recognized him as the King of Dragon Kings, and whether he led them through the portal into battle as a towering warrior, or in the avatar of a miniature canine, their allegiance was absolute and they would follow him without question. Still, even the tribe of hybrid dinosaurs had to acknowledge the impact of his accessorized facial markings. They added a sense of levity to his otherwise stern appearance, making the transformation between the dragon and his dainty avatar even more dramatic than it had been before. Well, Dad, said Sammy. It looks like you've nailed it. Now all we need is a new name for him. We'll leave that one up to Danny and Jewel, Jake replied. I'm pretty sure their minds are already much further down that path than ours. With the sun beginning to set inside the dimension of Ninjala, even with the weight of his parents' memorial service only hours away, it was impossible for Jake's sadness to outweigh his joyful memories of Sam and Sarah. They had believed in him when others had given up and encouraged him to evolve beyond the limitations others had set in their attempts to marginalize him. Each time he stumbled, Sam was there to catch him, and for everyone who doubted him, Sarah was there to set them straight. Smiling to himself, Jake could only hope to be the kind of role model for Sammy and Jewel that Big Sam and Sarah had been for him. Boomer! Yelled Danny from the front door of their house overlooking the Ninjalan Sea. His name is Boomer, she repeated with a smile before ducking back into the house, as the sun sank out of sight beyond a horizon of tranquil waters as far as the eye could see.